on today.
Like a wicked game of musical chairs, 94 new house members are welcomed back with the rest of the crew on the Hill. 94, but only nine weren't Republicans. Definitely some big changes ahead for this next Congress. John Boehner officially taking over as Speaker of the House. We're going to take you to Washington and get the skinny on that. Also, health care. What's happening? What's the rumbling in both chambers when we check in with Ellen Ratner? And we'll do that in a few minutes. But before we go there, wow, was there serious buzz over the Mega Millions drawing just the other night? 41 states people go and get Mega Million tickets. And the lines were long in Washington, D.C. It was their biggest ever. $355 million, again, at stake. Ends up that two people split the jackpot. Everybody got into this. I mean, people who normally wouldn't reach into their wallet and spend a buck to play the lottery were suddenly very, very interested. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. We zig and zag all over the place, as you can tell, from the left coast to the west coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a huge hour in store for you. So right at the top, we're going to introduce you to a lottery winner. Can you imagine? This is what we were all saying to ourselves. Can you imagine winning the lottery? Richard Lustig doesn't have to imagine it. He's won the lottery again and again and again. And he's got a winning lottery method. He has a book out called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. What if some people were using those methods when they went to buy their tickets the other day? Richard, thanks for popping on America Tonight again with us. We appreciate your time.
Hey, Kate. It's nice to be back on your show again.
So the winning you felt that buzz, didn't you, over the Mega Millions? Couldn't you? It was Florida. It was huge. People were lining up all over the place, from every delicatessen on the corner to the grocery stores.
Well, it's funny, because of the buzz about it, I got called by a lot of various media sources. Even Good Morning America got a hold of me, and they interviewed me about what was going on. And Florida is not one of the states that is involved with the Mega Millions. We're involved with Powerball, which is the other multi-state one. But people in Florida were driving all the way up to Georgia, because Georgia is one of the states involved, driving up there to get their tickets. Oh, yeah, it was insanity.
Yeah, so that's crazy, because, you know, my brother lives in Tampa, and maybe what it does is when the other lottery, like I said, the 41 states, that Florida isn't one of them, which I didn't realize, maybe people were lining up for just the straight old lottery with me, or the Powerball, like you said, getting their tickets.
They were getting crazy.
That's funny. Hey, tell us about, I know we've relived this moment before, but what was it like for you the very first time you hit the lottery, and how much did you win?
It was phenomenal. The very first time I won, it was 2 weeks after my son was born, and we had to pay our portion of the hospital bill. We had insurance, but we still had to pay a portion. We had a leaky roof, and we were trying to get quotes on that, and boom, I hit my first lottery game grand prize, and wow, we paid the hospital bill. We got the roof repaired, and we didn't even go out and celebrate that dinner because we were so excited about just getting the money to pay those bills.
Wow. And when you won the first one, did you have your method? Was it just random, you know, hey, I'm buying lottery tickets, or what happened there?
Well, I had the method, but I actually didn't know I had the method, because I had just really started working on some ideas of, you know, how to give myself a better chance to win. And they were just starting to pay off, and I win this first lottery game grand prize, which led to many others. But so even though it was my method, I didn't realize it was my method at that point.
Wow, incredible! And give us a little glimpse behind the curtain, because I know you want people to buy your book, but what are some things that people can do to increase their odds?
There's a lot of things that people can do to increase their chances of winning, as I explain in my book. Let me give your listeners a freebie here, so to speak. There's two basic types of games. There's ball games like Mega Millions and Powerball and so forth and so on. And then there's scratch tickets. So let's talk about scratch tickets. I see people who do this all the time, Kate. They go up to the counter and they say to the clerk, well, let me take three of those and one of those and two of those. It's like you might as well put a blindfold on and take a loaded gun and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen. If you're going to buy scratch tickets, let's say you were going to spend $20 and you were going to buy $2 tickets, which means you were going to buy 10 tickets.
Right.
Instead of buying 10 tickets scattered over three or four different games, buy all 10 tickets of the same game, so you're getting 10 tickets in a row. What you've just done is one of the things to increase your chances of winning. Every time you buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game, you're almost always going to find at least one winner, sometimes two and sometimes even three winning tickets in that stretch of 10 tickets.
All right, so that's some good advice. So instead, don't scatter it all over the place, because honestly, I would think, Richard, that's what people do, that the tendency is, all right, give me a little of this, give me a little of that, because this will probably work. If I pick and choose here, maybe I'll get lucky. If I don't win this game, maybe I'll win the other game. That's good advice.
You're right, and most people, it's exactly what most people do. In fact, I did an interview with a radio host in Pensacola a few weeks ago, and he said the same thing you just said. He said, yeah, that's what most people do. He said, that's what I do. You know, I'll buy one of these and one of these and one of these. He said, you know what? Tonight after I get done with the show, when I get off the air, I'm going to go to my store, and I'm going to put your method to the test. I'm going to buy 10 tickets in a row, just like you're telling us to do, and we'll see if it works. The next day, Kate, he calls me, and he says, Richard, would you be willing to be on my show again tonight? And I said, sure. I said, did you go out and buy those tickets? He said, yes, I did. I said, what happened? He said, I'm not going to tell you till we go on the show tonight. I said, okay, fine. So we went on the show that night, and on the air, he says, folks, he said, I did exactly what Richard says in his method. I went out and bought 10 tickets in a row. I would have done it the other way, like most people do, scattered my tickets among different games, but I followed his method, and lo and behold, I won on ticket number 3 and ticket number 7. Richard's method works, and I've got him quoted on my website.
I love that. I love that. All right, Richard, good luck to you as you continue to play the lottery. And the book is called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Pick it up.
Yes.
Thanks, Richard.
Kate, before
yeah.
you go,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give your listeners I'm going to give your listeners something.
Okay.
If they go to my website, winninglotterymethod.com, and they buy my book, if they sign my guest book or send me an email and they say that they bought my book because they heard about me on your show, I'm going to not only send them the book, but I'm going to give them, with their purchase, a lottery scratch ticket from the Florida Lottery, which is going to give them a chance to win $4,000. The first 10 people from your show that buy my book and tell me that they bought the book from listening to your show, the first 10 people, I'm going to give them a Florida Lottery scratch ticket, which is going to give them a chance to win $4,000. How about that?
All right. That's a good deal, Richard. We like giveaways. Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on your show again. It was fun.
All right. It was fun. You have a nice evening, what's left of it anyway. All right. So two people did win the Mega Millions drawing. The two tickets, one was sold in Idaho and the other in Washington, and they matched, of course, all six numbers. By the time the drawing, I thought it was for $355, but actually by the time the drawing hit, it was up to $380 million. Can you imagine? $380 million. All right, we're talking what's happened in the Capitol with a brand new Congress on the flip side.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome to Ellen Ratner to the show for Talk Radio News. Big day, Ellen. It was the tale of the first timers and some of the familiar faces. What was it like?
Well, I'll tell you, it was very, very busy up on the hill. The only time I really saw it, I've seen it busy twice. One was when it went into Democratic hands, and the busiest time, because they actually did a radio row, is when Gingrich took over.
Wow.
In 95, so a long time ago.
Yeah, no kidding. So you'd stack it up there with that. So it's one and two.
Oh, I would
basically
definitely stack it up there with that. Yeah. It was pretty insane up at the hill there today, and we were staked out at both the Senate side and the House. I talked to several people who were new incoming senators on the Senate side. We had some of our other staffers starting the House people, but they are very focused, at least the senators are, on economics. I don't think they're going to get waylaid by social issues, et cetera. I think they know that they have to deliver on economics or they're going to be out too.
Yeah, no kidding. And so already the House jumps right into it, right? They approved the Republican rules package for the 112th Congress. That vote was 240 to 191. I was reading that earlier. But, you know, we knew this was going to happen, right?
We absolutely knew it was going to happen. And now we know what also is going to happen is that the Democrats are now putting together, they're going to say, okay, if you're going to do this health care bill, then we are going to also add our own amendments. And 63 Democrats are putting forth four amendments to the health care bill saying older people are going to get health care. You're not going to get rid of people with pre-existing conditions. And it's really a test to the Republicans to see if they just want to repeal the health care, or do they want to make sure that there are some real issues that get dealt with?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, you know, Claire McCaskill, you know this, you're talking about being on the Senate side. She certainly knew what that was all about, and she's saying that you got to find other ways to boost insurance enrollment and whatever as kind of, I guess, a hint as to things to come, saying that maybe there's other alternatives to individual health mandate, because we know that's the sticking point, and I'm sure you're going to hear more about that.
Well, yeah, I think we are going to hear a lot about health care, and that's next week. The Senate will be out until the 24th, and the House is actually going to be in. The vote on health care takes place on the 12th.
Wow. How about Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, the White House press man, press guy? He's gone now, so what was the reaction?
Well, he'll be gone in February. Either Jay Carney, who works for the vice president, or Bill Burton. We're all hoping it's Bill Burton. Bill Burton is extremely well-liked at the White House. Gibbs had a little more hard time, to say the least.
Yeah, Bill Burton. All right, we'll write that name down. Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure, of course, Talk Radio News. Thanks for the update. All right, Ellen was talking there about, or I mentioned to Ellen about Democrat Claire McCaskill. It was a huge deal, actually, kind of a little mini bomb on the day that suddenly she came out and she said, okay, maybe we should look at something else instead of individuals having to buy insurance, because I heard she was getting bombarded by people who are very unhappy that she represents about the individual mandate. This is the number one sticking point in healthcare. When we go to Washington at the end of the month, this is something that we're going to be talking about a lot with a lot of the people that are on the Hill and many of the newsmakers there who are pushing for different things with healthcare. And we're going to look at both the pros and the cons of what happened, the aftermath, and everything that's contained in this law that many people don't realize on both sides of the aisle. So Obama's new health care law, that was one of the things. Individuals have to buy health insurance. And Claire McCaskill is certainly an administration ally. So the Missouri Democrat, I think, surprised a lot of people in saying what she said. But she knows, listen, this shows you the game of politics. She knows that she's going to have a very tough time in 2012 in that re-election bid process. So she's tweaked her views a bit here by saying there has to be, you know, some other way, which means she's going to be part of that process. In August, 71% of Missouri voters approved a measure against the individual mandate. We have a lot of listeners in Missouri. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. 71 is a very big, big number. All right, some other little things that came out on the day. You know, mostly it was a big photo opportunity. You had so many new people. There were a lot of folks that brought kids to Congress to watch the swearing in, either on the Senate side or on the congressional side, both chambers, basically. So there was a lot of that. But there were also a few things that happened, and there were some shots across the bow, to say the least. Rand Paul was pretty vocal, although he's been very, very vocal about economics in his whole run up to winning that Senate seat in Kentucky. And his father, Ron Paul, the longtime congressman from Texas, has been pretty vocal on the same end. They agree on this pretty much, talking about slashing federal spending, $100 billion. It is like spending, spending and spending, slashing that budget. And right now, the United States still has only 1 in 10, that's chances, to actually avert an economic catastrophe. Wow. It was interesting to see both of them side by side, Rand and his father, Ron Paul, talking about the same thing, that coming up with something realistic that can be done, and that having this cut, if you could roll back, if you could have the $100 billion cut, think of the word billion, though, $100 billion, it would push federal spending back to the 2008 levels of spending. But what to do and where to cut to be able to do that? You would be cutting out a ton of government. That's for certain. There's no question. You know, the big deal Congress looking at raising the debt ceiling, which has definitely hit its head on that ceiling with a $14.3 trillion limit. That's why there's been so much talk about the deficit. What do you do? Where can we cut? What about spending? Because you've got also that debt ceiling that's hanging in the balance. Now, it's been raised many, many times, 70-plus times over the course of our history. Many of those times after 2001, I think like seven times. And economists pretty much across the board, from what I've been able to garner, predict that Congress has until March or April to authorize the federal government to run up more red ink, because it's simple mathematics. They've used a 10-week freeze. Otherwise, you're going to shut down some of the government's functions. So if you have to go to the DMV, well, I guess that would be state, right? I'm trying to think. What would you have to do federally? If you have to use any office federally where you have to do some kind of function that could be shut down, make sure you do it ahead of time, because that's what could happen. They'll just start to lop off some of the arms. How are you going to pay for it? It's very, very disconcerting. And I think in the next couple of weeks, there'll be more conversation about that. And Senator Paul is saying he's voting to raise the debt ceiling, but he's only going to do it once. He said he'll cast that vote if and only if Congress agrees to a rule that all future budgets have to be balanced. Oh, can you imagine that? You would think that would be an obvious thing to try to set out and do. But now it's like a magical mystery as to how this money evaporates into thin air. That's part of the problem, some of the irresponsibility. And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul has been a champion of that for a very long, long time. The loose bucks, I call them loose bucks. Where are the loose bucks? How did we get to this point? You know, Senator Obama, when he was a or President Obama, when he was a senator, when he was Senator Obama, he voted against raising the debt ceiling. And now it's like Henny Penny, the sky is falling. What do you do when you're talking about $14 trillion, almost $15 trillion? And I think that this is going to be much more of a fight than expected. I think there is going to be a real tug of war over this, and there is a chance you could see a little bit of a government shutdown. In the next 4 to 5 weeks, we'll be able to gauge it. And, of course, we'll be in Washington talking about health care, but we'll also be able to get a keener eye on what the conversation, I think, is in the hallways of the Capitol. So we're really looking forward to that. Hang with us coming up on the next side of this as we turn the page. We're going to fill in the blanks on some other things that happened on the day.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
I'll tell you, the guy who thinks he is the luckiest guy in the world is John Boehner, the new Speaker of the House. It's hilarious with this guy as he opens up the 112th Congress and now, of course, convening in this massive era of economic uncertainty, to say the least. I was just talking about that $14 trillion-plus deficit that we're dealing with and the idea that both of the Pauls are saying we need a balanced budget, and you've got the newbie, Senator Rand Paul, saying, listen, I'll vote to raise the debt ceiling, but Congress has to agree to balance the budget. What do you think that conversation's going to be like? I mean, who's going to say they don't want a balanced budget, but the reality of doing it, that's the other side of the coin. Anyway, I think that Boehner thinks he's the luckiest guy around, and he cried probably 15 times in every clip that I saw of him coming out of D.C. He may be crying in the next 6 months, too, regretting this decision. Oh, maybe I didn't really want to be the Speaker of the House. No, I doubt that. I think it's going to be interesting stuff, and I'm excited that we're going to be in the thick of it. Coming up in the next 3 weeks, we'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. But I wanted to fill in some of the blanks, like I said, on the day, because believe it or not, there were some things that happened outside of Washington. Everything doesn't happen just there. I mean, that's all the rhetoric and the loud noises and the conversation and what do we call it? Jive talking. But there's some other things happening. Like, did you know there's a federal investigation now to figure out if the sanitation workers were dogging it in New York City, that they didn't want to remove the snow because they weren't getting raises. They didn't like what was happening and decided that they would go and meet up at a bar instead, have a few beers, and take their time cleaning up the city. That's going to be interesting to see where they go with the investigations, because it's going to be tough to try to pin it clearly on that union. But that is the buzz in New York City. In Los Angeles, they're talking about bad beef because customs found they found a beetle that was once considered, this would freak me out, was once considered the world's most dangerous ag pest. They found it in a shipment of rice that came in through LAX. Oh man, I hope they threw that rice away. Let's see, minute rice, Uncle Ben. I don't know, but anyway, here's the scoop with this. It's called the Capra beetle, and it's a beetle that's native to India, and it's not in the United States, and it's absolutely one of the most destructive pests of grain products and seeds. So it came in from Saudi Arabia, by way of Saudi Arabia, last week, and they're investigating and tracing this beetle. In fact, it's interesting. I don't know much about beetles, period. So you go to the U.S. Department of Ag's website. Of course, they have a website for everything. And it shows that in the 50s, they had an extensive mob of these beetles in California. And they had to do all kinds of spraying to try to eradicate them. I mean, it was nasty. So this is bad news that this beetle has popped up in that shipment of rice in L.A. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, kid. I heard a scary fact that the U.S. debt is approaching $15 trillion, right?
Yes.
The debt. I'm not talking about the annual deficit, but the overall debt is. And somebody said that a lot of that debt is owed to banks in China, right?
Of course, yes.
By Chinese. And those banks in China are owned by the government. There are no banks in China that aren't owned by the government, right?
Yes.
The government of China. So, and somebody said that just the interest on that debt would pay for the entire Chinese military. So the taxpayers of the United States are funding the military of a communist country. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes no sense whatsoever. And the scary thing is how high that debt is. Some people just want to blow it off like, oh, well, they're not, you know, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I think it is very worrisome. That's why there's no leveling of the Chinese. They've got to play nice with the Chinese because you're stuck.
Yeah, well, the only good thing about that is China does not want to see the American economy go south.
No.
They don't want to see because if they don't, then China loses. China doesn't get paid back.
Right, and also, too, don't forget this, Al, there's so much commerce. Millions and millions of dollars are made by all the products that we import from China. More than millions, it's like in the billions.
Well, I don't know the way out. There's got to be some kind of Albert Einstein that can figure out a way out of that, because we should not, North America or Canada or the United States shouldn't owe any money to a communist, because it shouldn't be borrowing money from a communist country. That just shows that we're just admitting that communism is better than capitalism. That's crazy. But I got a comment about Captain Honors from the U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
You know, this is coming. You remember Tom Sawyer? You remember Cousin Sid in Tom Sawyer?
Uh-huh.
And Tom Sawyer, Cousin Sid was a sanctimonious, self-righteous goody two-shoes, right? He was
right.
A holier-than-thou goody two-shoes, and everybody loves Tom Sawyer. Nobody loves Cousin Sid, right?
Yeah.
Captain Honors is Tom Sawyer, and when he made those stupid videos that he made them on his own time, right? He wasn't working when he made them. He was off duty when he made them, right?
Yeah, he was on the ship, but he was off duty.
He was off duty, so he wasn't getting paid by the government.
No.
Wasn't paying them, and nobody was forced to go and watch those videos. They weren't required viewing. The guys on the aircraft carrier knew what the videos were about, and they didn't have to watch them if they didn't want to, right?
Sure, but it was all over the closed circuit TVs, but they didn't have to know.
Sure, the guy, you know, what they should do is they should fine the guy $100,000 and give that money to people who make religious movies, you know, Billy Graham or whatever, you know, whatever, some company that makes these, Walt Disney or whatever, that makes these wholesome movies that nobody likes to, boring movies that nobody likes to watch, right? And let it go at that. I just, you know, if I were to take a bunch of buffalo dung and plaster it all over a crucifix, I could probably get a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. From the government, probably give me money to put a crucifix in a big glass full of urine. Right? There was a guy that got money from the government for doing that. So how can the government fund obscene sculpture and then fire this guy for making an off-color video?
Well, yeah. Here's the problem. We said this before. We had people on. One who was a Navy career man, that you, at that top level, you just know you can't do that, Al, though. I mean, well, I agree that, and there's no way you would ever pay a fine in any, in the military, they take your stripes, they move you, whatever it is, because that's just the way the military operates. And at first it was okay. I think the bigger thing is, who's the idiot that released the videos in the first place? Somebody was trying to tank him. Somebody was trying to take him down, and they got him because they've got the videos. So the Pentagon's saying, listen, Navy, handle this. We can't have a commander on an Air Force boat, on a aircraft carrier, behaving this way. It's just unacceptable. And even the retired guys, like Wesley Clark, said, nah, you can't do that. He's not some plebe. He's not some enlisted guy. But people liked him. You're right. People liked him, and it's kind of a raw deal. But he can't fight it. That's the military. And unfortunately, somebody wanted to turn him over, Al, and they did. And it's just mysterious, the timing. For 3 years, nothing. And then the second he gets full command of the USS Enterprise, the ship, boom, that's when that all happens.
Well, I just think we're losing a good you guys are losing a good tough fighter there. I mean, it's okay for train the guy to blow the enemy to smithereens, but he better not make. I wouldn't make a video like that, and I wouldn't probably wouldn't watch it. But I just think the guy, if he's tough enough to kill people, what's the problem with him making an off-color video? I mean, you don't want a bunch of wimps and wusses in the armed forces.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, thanks, Al. I understand the point because, listen, I defended him at first, too. Then I saw what the videos were like, and you just can't do that. You cannot sign up for the military. You want to be an enlisted guy. Did you ever hear the chain of command kissing some butt to move up the ladder? You got to do it. You have to follow the rank and file. And if you don't do it, and you know, unless you're the if you're the rule setter, if you're the Secretary of Defense, even there, you still have to play the game. But it trickles down from your watch. And he was just high enough, but just low enough that there's no way they're going to be embarrassed by those videos, which were pumped out all over the place, talked about all over. There is no way Captain Honors was going to be able to escape it. So, unfortunately, he tripped up himself. And it's too bad because you can tell that he was a pretty well-liked commander or executive officer at the time when he was on that boat for all those years and did the, so he would be the second guy and then finally got full command. He was absolutely well-liked by the people on the ship and other people in the Navy, and he had an unblemished career. Unfortunately, you cannot do that when you're in the military. Anybody listening to me in the military, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then there's guys in the military that will complain. They don't like their commanding officer. They don't like their lieutenant or captain or whoever, but they know how much power they have or authority and what they have to do to get away from them or get into a different squad or whatever it might be, because we're talking about now mixing up branches of the military. But in the Navy, like all the others, he did something you can't do. Once that happens and once it's exposed, I mean, look at General McChrystal. The guy, he was all about the military. That's all he thought about. He barely slept. He was in Afghanistan. Every single day he could be there. He hated to come back to the United States and go before Congress because he wanted to be with his men. He wanted to be scouring Afghanistan. And they clipped his wings once there were things that came out that he said to the Rolling Stone magazine, and some of his guys said, that they didn't like. Then suddenly he was removed, relieved of his duty, and they put in Petraeus. That's how it works. Coming up, hang with us. We got an interesting interview on the flip side about matchmaking.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, so how big of a business has online dating become? So big that I think, honestly, people are getting lost in the sauce. I've talked to a lot of guys, not just women that I know, that have tried Match.com and a few others. In fact, Match.com right now is being sued. They're facing a class action lawsuit. It's being filed by some former customers who say that they're misleading clients all over the place because they have them pay for the access for all these dating files that are expired or the profiles aren't right. They're false and they're created by spammers. Can you imagine the disappointment? Anyway, the case against the company has been filed in Texas, and again, it accuses them of breach of contract, breach of implied covenant of good faith. This is a lot of legalese and fair dealing and negligent misrepresentation. So I wanted to make sure that you had that all there. What about the old-fashioned kind of dating service? Do they have those anymore? Well, I'm going to introduce you to a lady who has one of those services. Candace Kubitschek. I said your name wrong now.
No, that's all right.
Kubitschek. It's Kubitschek, right?
You got it, yes, Candace Kubitschek.
All right, Candace Kubitschek joins us now, and she, like I said, has an old-fashioned kind of dating service. It's that one-on-one feel. I love the fact that it's a one-on-one deal, and she joins us now to talk more about that. It's called We matchmake.com. Candace, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
All right. So first of all, let's go back to your thoughts on online dating. You heard me mention this whole lawsuit that's now gotten a lot of buzz and the fact that it's become so big. My personal opinion is it's just too corporate. So it started off small and it was interesting. This was many, many years ago. And now you're just another number because there's so much volume there. Do you think somehow, because you're in the same business but you do it differently, that people get lost in that?
Yeah, I believe, you know, we take more of a quality versus quantity approach. And when you're in the online dating world, it's definitely about quantity. And it's a lot more automated, a lot less personal touch. We like to say that's high-tech, low-touch, whereas I'm very focused on high-touch, low-tech. And we just believe you get a better result when you have more of that focus on understanding who the people are individually versus just filling out a form online and letting an algorithm do the work for you.
Yeah. How did you get into this business? What made you decide to do the matchmaking thing?
You know, I just really enjoy helping others, and I realize between my own experiences and a lot of my friends and social networks, that everyone at all ages, really, we're having trouble meeting the right people. And it's such a key part of people's lives. And I figured how better to help people than to help them find someone to share their lives with. So hence I pursued this and decided to do some focus groups with all these lovely single people and find out where the opportunity was and what people really wanted. And this really came out as a big opportunity to help people on a more personal, local level and really take it offline and just get to know people on more of a human scale. And that's where the idea kind of came from, is just really wanting to help people and determining that this was a big opportunity because so many people were trying online that I knew and just dealing with lots of frustrations. And it took lots of time, and there was really not a lot of positive results from it. So
So how long has the service been around, and how many people have you made matches with?
The service has been around since 2009, and since the fall of 2009. And we've actually had quite a few successful matches, people that are still continuing to date. I would say, you know, over 30% of our clients have found successful matches. The others continue to meet new people. They're not quite sure they've found the right match yet, but they're still continuing to have successful meetings with people and get to know people, but not quite found that right person yet, so we're continuing to help them do so. But, yeah, we have had quite a few successful matches. It's a real high percentage. About 60 to 70% of the people we send on first dates actually want to see each other again, which is extremely high for blind dates. So we pride ourselves on that. Yeah, and a lot of that is because, you know, I almost say we're sort of reverse engineering it. We're really making sure that people match each other's criteria on a multitude of levels before they even see what the other person looks like. So many services, you first see what a person looks like and you want to date them and you know very little about them. But we actually make sure all the other pieces work before we even introduce them visually. So,
wow. So how does this work? Is there like an age requirement, or what? Somebody decides they want to do it, they pay you a fee, and they come in and you talk to them, get to know them. How does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's two options. People can either go directly to our website, which you mentioned is wematchmake.com, and fill out a brief little profile, and I will personally review it and send them some ideas of potential matches that we currently have as clients just to give them a feel for the kind of people that we have. Or they can just go directly to call me or email me, and I will sit down and do a free consultation. So anybody that wants to potentially be a client, I let them, you know, pick a day and time that works for them. I'll sit down with them, get to know them for about an hour. They get to know me. That's what makes it personal. And then after that hour, I will be honest and straightforward as to whether or not I believe I have potential matches. If I don't, I will let the person, you know, basically I'll offer to let them stay on hold until I do have matches because I want to run an honest business where I'm not taking people's money and then they're just sitting there on hold. So I'm very upfront. I get to know someone. They get to know me. They decide if they want to do business with me. And after that point, they decide if they want to join. There's no age requirement. I actually have clients all the way from their mid-20s to their mid-60s, and it's great because they're all looking for the same thing. They're all looking for a meaningful relationship, but they're all at different places in life. So it's really neat to be able to help such a broad range.
Wow. We're talking with Candace Kubitschek here from WeMatchMake.com. Candace, what are the things that you think make a good match? I mean, what's, you know, it's like the online dating service. They ask a lot of questions, I guess, of people the kind of hobbies they had, where they like to go, what was their religion. What's the criteria? Because you want to know as much about the person as possible to try to make the fit right, I'm assuming. So
right.
What kind of stuff would you ask?
Yeah, so, I mean, we cover a lot of the basic stuff, right, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page, whether it's religion or politics or hobbies or, you know, how extroverted or introverted they are. And the beauty of it is when I meet with people, I get to know more than just someone filling out information on themselves. I get to know them across the table, and I get to see their mannerisms and if they're shy or if they're cracking jokes or if they're outgoing. There's all these things you can tell about somebody in person. And, you know, through all of my training and experience, I can tell, you know, I understand whether or not that person would work well with another person. And so, yeah, we go over a lot of the basics, but then we also just get into understanding their previous experiences, what's worked, what's not worked. A lot of times I'll challenge people to sort of step outside of their normal type, I guess I would say. So many people are focused on a specific type, and I really encourage people to open their mind up a little bit and really make sure that, you know, that they're exploring more options, because more often than not, people actually end up in serious relationships with people that aren't their initial type. So, and there are lots of studies, too, that talk about people and their families and how attributes of their families and their parents and their relationships growing up really have a lot to do with, or a lot of impact, I should say, on what kind of person will be a good match for them. So there's been a lot of interesting studies on that. So I talk to people about their families and understand the relationships with their families and just try and get a little deeper than the normal questionnaire about you know, whether or not they like to fish or travel or ski and what religion and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's more about understanding layers of who this person is. And then the great part of it is, as I work through the dating process with them, I'm personally setting them up on the date with other people that I already know, because I know every single client. So I can vouch for every client, and I know all the information is accurate. So as I set them up on dates, it's a constant feedback loop. I set them up on the date. They may or may not realize things that they didn't tell me before, and it's a building process. And we continue to evolve and get closer and closer to what their ideal match is as they learn more about themselves as well. And building on that, sorry, I'm talking a lot here, but one of the unique things we actually do that I don't believe any other service does is we actually provide feedback to both people after the date. So we let the other person know what was said about them as far as how the date went. And our clients really love this because it's a way for them to gain valuable awareness that you don't get in the real dating world. You either never hear back from somebody or you don't necessarily hear the truth. And so it's kind of a post-date analysis kind of coaching session, and it really helps. A lot of people don't realize they're fidgeting or they're talking about themselves too much. So it's just a lot more complete dating process than just plugging in information and going out on dates with people that you're attracted to online. It's a full package.
Yeah, and what you said is at the top, you were telling us it's like 60 to 70%, wow, go back on a second date. So that has to make you feel good. To you, then, that, and this business started in 2009. So to you, that means, wow, we hit a home run. That's a good thing, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we continue to learn and evolve and get feedback from clients. And, you know, that's the great part. A big percentage of our business is word of mouth. I would say, on average, 75% of our new clients are word of mouth because, you know, it speaks highly about the quality of our work because people, our current clients and people that know about us, are telling other people. So it's really wonderful.
All right, Candace Kubitschek from WeMatchmake.com. Check it out, folks, WeMatchmake.com. They've even got dating tips on their site. Good luck to you, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.